The first reading is a reading from the book of Exodus. Although Moses and Aaron performed various wonders in Pharaoh's presence, the Lord made Pharaoh obstinate, and he would not let the children of Israel leave his land. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall stand at the head of your calendar. You shall reckon it as the first month of the year. Tell the whole community of Israel, on the 10th of this month, every one of your families must procure for itself a lamb, one apiece for each household. If a family is too small for a whole lamb, it should join the nearest household in procuring one and shall share in the lamb, in proportion to the number of persons who partake of it. The lamb must be a year old male and without blemish. You may take it from either the sheep or the goats. You shall keep it until the 14th day of this month, and then, with the whole assembly of Israel present, it shall be slaughtered during the evening twilight. They shall take some of its blood and apply it to the two doorposts and the lintel of every house in which they partake of the lamb. That same night they shall eat its roasted flesh with unleavened bread with bitter herbs. It shall not be eaten raw or boiled, but roasted whole, with its head and shanks and inner organs. None of it must be kept beyond the next morning. Whatever is left over in the morning shall be burned up. This is how you are to eat it: with your loins girt, sandals on your feet, and your staff in hand. You shall eat like those who are in flight. It is the Passover of the Lord. For on this same night I will go through Egypt, striking down every firstborn in the land, both man and beast, and executing judgment on all the gods of Egypt, I the Lord. But the blood will mark the houses where you are. Seeing the blood, I will pass over you. Thus I will strike the land of Egypt, so no destructive blow will come upon you. This day shall be a memorial feast for you, which all generations shall celebrate, with pilgrimage to the Lord as perpetual institution." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. "I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. How shall I make a return to the Lord for all the good he has done for me? The cup of salvation I will take up, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. Precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones. I am your servant, the son of your handmaid. You have loosened my bonds. I will take the cup of salvation and will call on the name of the Lord. To you I will I offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. My vows to the Lord I will pay in the presence of all his people. I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord." My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus was going through a field of grain on the Sabbath, and his disciples were hungry and began to pick the heads of grain and to eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, "See, your disciples are doing what is unlawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry, how he went into the house of God and ate the bread of offering, which neither he nor his companions, but only the priest, could lawfully eat? Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath the priests serving in the temple violate the Sabbath and are innocent? I say to you, something greater than the temple is here. If you knew what it is meant, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned these innocent men. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." The Gospel of the Lord. And so today Jesus tells us, if only you knew what it meant, it's "I desire mercy and sacrifice, more than not sacrifice. I desire mercy, not sacrifice." That he wants us to know what this means. And so I think that the first thing we got to do today is make sure that we pray about this all day. Lord, what does it mean that you desire mercy not sacrifice. What does that mean in my own life? Don't look at everybody else and what it means for them. We do that all the time. What does it mean for me? And begin when we listen to the first reading, you know, on our back altar, the very far side, of course, is the Passover. And they take the lamb and they take the blood and they put it over the top. And they are spared because of the mercy of God. Not what they did. It was the blood of the lamb that prefigures the blood of Jesus who pays for our sins. Again, it's what Jesus does for us. And as we celebrate the feast of our great Our Lady of Mount Carmel, same difference, same mother, she says the last words to us is, do whatever he tells you. He tells us, do you know the meaning? It's mercy I desire, not sacrifice. Let's do as Jesus asks and as Our Lady asks. May you know God's love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us give to God these, our needs and our petitions.